tripping time. Yeah, that's it. Road tripping time. I road tripped over to Novi over the weekend for the home show over there. A nice show, by the way. A big show. And I found this vagrant wandering the aisles, signing books and shaking hands and kissing babies. His name was Ron Rademacher. He had stumbled out and cleaned the pine cones from his hair, and he looked presentable. I'm serious. He looked presentable. He was right there. And there he is on the phone. Ron, how are you?
Hey, man. I appreciate that. You were trying to scam me out of my Duluth Trading vest, though. I won't ever forget that.
Well, you know, it's a nice vest. And I did, yeah, you know, thou shalt not covet Ron's vest. I read that.
Thou shalt. By the way, I hope you did well on that that kitchen you were looking for.
Well, you know, we did well. We found some different things, some windows we need too, you know. But it was a nice show, and there you were signing autographs and kissing babies and talking to folks.
It was a really good show, and some listeners came by. Got a little shout-out here for Kurt and Joanna Funk, who came by. And Kurt's got some tips for you. You know, he shot the state record bear back in 1984-85. At that time, it was the seventh largest bear that had been taken in Michigan.
And that was a big fella.
Yeah, big boy.
Big fella.
Going to say hello to them. Yeah, it was a good show. And a lot of people came out. So, yeah, it was good to see you and Ivy there, too.
Yeah, we enjoyed it. So, yeah. Thanks to the Funk family. Greatly appreciate them showing up. All right, so the road trip this week, because this is, if you guys have not been paying attention, sit up straight and finish your milk. You need to pay it. No, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm better. Road trips have become a big thing for Ron because I like it. We talk about different festivals and everything's going on, of course, but these road trips are really popular with folks.
Yeah, we got a cool road trip this week. You know, in case you hadn't noticed, we are in the middle of what we would call a traditional Michigan January thaw. This happens every January. Can never tell what week is going to happen. Don't worry, folks. There'll be more cold weather coming. But it's made the ice unsafe, so some of the pond hockey and ice hockey events, you want to check on those. But in Sault Ste. Marie, they're having the 52nd annual International 500 Snowmobile Race. Have you ever been to it?
I have not. I've threatened to go a couple of times. I've never made it.
I'm not much of a one for oval track races. I have sensitive hearing, and so I find it a little bit tough, but I have been to this, and when you see 100 custom machines doing over 100 miles an hour around an oval track, you just wonder how in the heck these guys can survive it, because they're banging around, smashing around. And within a few miles, you know, the track has completely changed. So these machines are amazing pieces of work.
Yeah, you know, and I've always thought you were sensitive, Ron.
Yes, there's a question. Yeah, if you Google sensitive.
Right, there's Ron.
You won't just hear my picture there.
All right, so we go up for the 500-mile snowmobile race at 100 miles an hour, which seems like crazy. Where else does our road trip take us in the Sault Ste. Marie area?
There's a couple of other things we can do, and I can't name the team I'm pulling for because I don't want to jinx them. But, Sault Ste. Marie in the winter, closes down like a lot of other towns. But for this, everybody opens up. You got great shops. There's Island Books and Crafts. You got some incredible rustic furniture artists in that shop. You can drive out to Iroquois Point Lighthouse, which is the site of one of the biggest battles between rival Native American tribes in history. It used to be called Bone Point. That's how many bones were there. So, if you want a little hiking, you got Voyager Island that was just developed last year. Very few people know that Voyager Island is open. And one of my favorites.
What is it?
Voyager Island is an island that's in the St. Mary's River. You know, the big Lakers go right by it.
Right.
And you can go out there, and they've developed some incredibly cool snowshoeing and hiking trails out there.
On Voyager Island. All right.
On Voyager Island, yeah.
This is why I like this.
And my favorite. Well, the one I go back to time and time again is the Delirium Wilderness, as you can well imagine.
Well, that makes sense to me. But, this is why I like this part of the program every week. I've never heard of Voyager Island. It's something new to me. It's another treasure in Michigan to look at, discover, and enjoy. And that's why I think you do such a nice job, Ron. All right, so.
Well, thank you so much. And just let me know what you want after the broadcast.
Well, what I want is I want to know if there's enough ice for sturgeon spearing in the season.
There is, and this is at Black River. And by the way, here's how these road trips can work, Steve. If you drive up to Onaway Saturday morning, they will be having the sturgeon spearing shivery on Black Lake. And this is it's very heavily controlled. They only last until 7 fish are taken. So 2 years ago, it was over 15 minutes. Last year, it took 69 minutes, and the DNR is there. This is all part of a project by Sturgeon for Tomorrow to restore the sturgeon to that water system. So it's very, very cool. I sent you a great picture from a couple of years ago, a guy laying there hugging the sturgeon he'd taken.
Right.
Since it's such a short event, it could be over by 8:30 in the morning, and you would only be an hour and a half from the I-500 in Sault Ste. Marie. You could do both in the same day.
I wouldn't even be through my first beer, potentially.
Well, and there is a whole lot of that going on at the Chivalry. I mean, they have a big tent there with all kinds of trapping equipment.
I find that hard to believe.
Awesome.
I find that awfully hard to believe. All right, you got 20 seconds. Give me a quick blast. One more. You got one.
I got one. Let's go for the 22nd Annual International Auto Show in Grand Rapids.
There you go. All right.
You like that?
Good.
This is car country here, man. You can go over there and find your next new vehicle. Pretty soon they'll have them just drive them by yourself. You'll be able to sit back there and read my posts or listen to my podcast while the car drives you.
All right. By the way, I see in your notes here, Super Bowl Sunday is also National Heavenly Hash Day. Not to be confused with legalized marijuana. National Tater Tot Day, of course
Tater
it is.
Tater Tot Day, yeah.
And National Groundhog Day, Ron, thank you for that. All right, if you want to talk here on the program, have your highlight, your town, your festival, your event, your road trip highlighted, go to MichiganBackRoads.com, 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 and get a hold of that guy. Ron Rademacher, and you'll make all of their dreams come true, won't you, Ron?
That is what I do. Somebody has to do it. It's my job.
And there you go. Ron Rademacher.
Love every minute of it, buddy.
There you go. MichiganBackRoads.com. He's here every Wednesday. Get your tickets in advance. Ron Rademacher on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.